Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone. This show segment is brought to you by Olive Crest. And with me is Dave Geizik. Dave is with Dave G, CFO. Dave, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. And we always like to get started with a little bit of background about our guests. So tell us about yourself.
Oh, a little bit of background. That's always gets interesting. You know, in a financial side, if we start talking about the finance, everybody goes boring and we put them to sleep. Something happened to me today, and I'm going to divert a little bit, but bring it back around. Okay, I've been very fortunate in my life. Got a fantastic family, all because of a wife for 40 some years, and I've been fortunate to be able to give back a lot to people throughout my career. So it's been phenomenal, and I kind of look at this business the same way, in the same way that we're giving back to owners and those people involved with the business. Just last night, I finalized the details with the company to begin a nonprofit for youth out there. It's going to be Action Sports Youth Program, okay, for youth between 7 and 17 years old. And we'll be able to give back, so I'm just jazzed about that. But today, in coming over here, I'm into the drive-through coffee line, and as I come up to get my Frappuccino, a girl hands it to me, and she says, "Here, it's already paid for." And I was stunned because I've been the guy doing things for people all my life. And I just generally don't have that. It happened to me. And as I'm trying to collect myself, I have this random act of kindness paid forward by somebody, doesn't know me. By the time I collect myself, pull out, they're gone. They're on their way. I have no idea who it is in my life. Random act of kindness just out of nowhere. That's what we do. We bring that around to people and help them exit their business and begin to fulfill their dreams and admirations. And what that's done for me throughout my career, I've been associated with $100 million companies 3 times in my life. So in the first time, I was a student, didn't even realize it's happening around me. The second time, it was deliberate. So there were 5 of us who were actually planning and making it happen. And the third time, I led a team in that process. So you get this plethora of information, but when you stop and think about it, it doesn't matter whether you have 1 employee, 10 employees, 100. At one time, I had 700 people. Those are 700 families that you're impacting and addressing. So when we talk about exit coaching and so on, we're talking about a number of families out there that we're impacting in the process. So I stopped and thought about it, and I said, wait a minute. Too often we think, when we hear the word exit, it becomes, maybe has this connotation of negativism, and it really isn't. I don't know, maybe in the next 5 years, you and I will come up with something very more positive spin to that, but we're helping people at that point start a new career. The buyers of the companies are starting a new career. The sellers of the company, they're just ending one phase of their their life processes, and they're moving on to the next phase in whatever it is that they're going to do. So that's what we bring to it. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at this saying, you know, the old adage about, you know, give a man a fish and you fed him for a day and teach him how to fish and he lives for life. Well, we have the same thing. We have something to give back. And I think that's what we do. So I've been in this business for 12 years doing that. And I absolutely love it. And every day I'm inspired by things. And today was just a slap in the face of pay it forward. Help these people who are asking for help at the time they want to transition to that next level in our organization.
Absolutely. Great input, and I couldn't have said it better myself. We're really trying to help them have a successful transition to their new lives. And it takes a lot of effort because sometimes things are just not running well as far as being transferable. And that's a lot of what this is all about, and getting their balance sheet in order, which is the theme of our talk today, is, okay, yeah, the financial stuff can be boring, but really that's what it's all about, to create the wherewithal for all of this excitement to happen, right? And if it doesn't get planned, it's a disaster for everybody. If it gets planned well, maybe we'll get a cup of coffee out of it. I don't know.
We'll have the satisfaction of helping a whole hell of a lot of people in that process, okay? It is. The balance sheet's a report card, and people really don't understand that. I had a client one time. It was interviewing me, a potential client, and as we're going through it, I'm asking him various questions. And I says, well, I can see you've been profitable in the past, but I see you're not profitable now. And he looked at me with this quizzical look like, how do you know that? Who told you? Did you talk with somebody in my company? I'm just looking at your balance sheet. So, my education, I graduated from Rollins University in Orlando, Florida, in accounting and economics, all mm-hmm. right? So, like everything else in life, building a company, going through those phases, 20% of it is technical. We have the technical expertise. I have that, okay, to walk anybody through it. It's that other 80%, which is about life, about your belly. What do you sense? Do you know how intuitively to react upon certain things? And somebody shows me a balance sheet and they've got a negative, a value in the accounts receivable, it tells me a whole heck of a lot about things we needed to start discussing. They're kind of oblivious to it at times. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I approach it, people will say, well, what does a CFO do? And most of the general public is going to say, well, as a CFO, they do my books, they do my accounting, they do my accounts payable, they do my accounts receivable, they do the payroll. I'm sorry, I don't look at it that way. A CFO... Yes, and I always look at it and say, do you see the SOS agent in the company? And the SOS being the international, distress signal out there. Well, do you see, meaning the letter C, all right, the visually see that agent? Well, that's what a CFO is. He's that catalyst. He's that person for quick change in action. He's got to provoke and speed up change in action in the company. So that's what he's really doing. He's got the VP of finance and he's got the controller. Let them do their numbers, but that's part of his stewardship. That's part of the S of the SOS. He's the steward of those books, the manager, the keeping of order. So that's what he's to do out there. The O side of it becomes the manage, the daily operations. Somebody's got to start interacting between, because everything in a company is interactive between marketing, estimating, distribution, sales. It's all financially congruent with the whole business. So someone's got to be the manager of that whole process. Again, that's what a CFO is doing. And the last S in that SOS is the strategist. He's got to be that partner with the investment bankers, the capital market experts, the capital capital structure within the organization. He's that conduit to talk intelligently between what's physically going on within the organization and so on.
Great first segment there, Dave. Appreciate it. We're going to take a short break, and when we're back, come back, we're going to talk with Dave Geisick more about some client stories and tips and ideas so you can be well planned. We'll be right back.
Want to grow the value of your company? Start with the values of your company. To stand out in today's overly commoditized world, your company must stand for something bigger than what you make. That's the work of Values Institute. Our social science model of values-based culture development will help you grow the value of your company by growing trust, your most valuable corporate asset. To learn more about our proprietary process, visit thevaluesinstitute.org and start growing the value of your business today.
I wish I would have thought ahead. 20 years ago, the world was my oyster. Business was great, and I could have easily started putting money away for the future. Would have never even missed it. By now, I'd have a monthly tax-free income. Oh well, it's too late for me, but not for you. Call Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at Exit and Retirement Strategies, and have him talk to you about a plan. Call 866-370-3774. Do it today. Because tomorrow comes mighty fast.
Yes, it does. Tomorrow comes mighty fast, and these interviews are going by mighty fast here, Bill.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that to hear highlights of this interview and listen to all the interviews and highlights of our many past guests, please visit us online at exitcoachradio.com, where we upload new content every day. And I am talking with Dave G., a great first segment about the importance of the balance sheet and the SOS, and what a CFO does. Let's dive into some client stories, Dave. Tell us about a couple situations where you came on board. The owner said, okay, here's what we have, and you said, okay, here's what I can do for you, and what was the outcome?
It's kind of interesting. Sometimes we talk about this and we say, you just can't make up these stories. I had a client call me and says, listen, I've got a controller. And again, talking about, you know, what does a CFO do and how you elevate that whole process in the organization. He says, we've got a little bit of a problem. He's an international distributor who imports and exports products from South Africa and China. Well, if you understand the import and export business, you know that anytime you're about to buy a product, you do it with a letter of credit, and you do it with an inspection process, so that as vendor A or manufacturer says, I have your pen ready for you, you say, fine, I'll take it, let me inspect it, let me put it into an import-export office. Once it passes the inspection so that the product is as specified, then I'll give you a letter of credit, which you can give your bank, and you get paid for it. Simple process. Well, they had done this two or three times, but all of a sudden, the manufacturer in South Africa decided that, you know what, I'm going to cut you out of the picture. I'm going to start selling this direct. So they cut them off. Well, the controller gave the owner some advice and says, well, listen, why don't we create another corporation, do an LLC, and we'll send the order over under that name, and we'll pay them up front. It's about the worst thing in the world you could have ever done, because as of today, they are out $100,000. They have no product, and now you really have no legal right or process to go back between the United States and South Africa and litigate that. It's going to cost you more than that. So they're out solely on bad advice. And that's where a CFO would come in and say, wait a minute, we got to put a halt to this picture. It's very creative what you've just done, but I'm sorry, it's the risk versus reward factor that just doesn't weigh out properly.
Great. Yeah, so there's a lot to be learned from that story as far as experience would have helped them come out of that. And what you do is you come in where somebody doesn't want to hire a full-time CFO or can't afford to, and you'll come in and help them on projects or situations, or tell us a little bit more about how that works for a business.
Well, in its simplest format, I provide CFO services for those firms, as I characterize it, that have yet to justify the cost of a full-time CFO. And I like to take the position that every firm should have a CFO. But the reality is, in a business somewhere between $3 million and $50 million, they really can't afford that individual, because it appears to be an overhead function. That's where we come in, and we fulfill that void that's there. So I don't need to work there 40 hours a week, all right? Maybe only it's only 8, maybe it's 12, maybe it's 4. It depends upon every client. It doesn't matter whether you're in construction, distribution, internet, manufacturing, you know, nonprofit, paper industry. We can address all of those based upon the as-needed basis. You know, we don't, doctors, we like to have a doctor handy anytime we need them. Well, what is it? It's on an as-needed basis. Most companies don't have attorneys on staff. What is it? On an as-needed basis. So the CFO is really in that same league as the attorneys and the doctors. And when you need them, you need that professional with the formally educated background and the experience. The experience, I just can't emphasize that enough, of having been with, you know, a multi-million dollar corporations, of what that brings to that level. So that's what we fulfill, and that's how we make it happen.
That's a great analogy. You definitely need the experience to be able to look and make a quick assessment and say, here's where we need to go with this, or here's what we need to look out for. But you don't want necessarily someone full-time for that situation.
Yeah, you just haven't grown to that level. At a certain level, and as a rule of thumb, we're finding in that $50 million range, they've now profits and direction dictate the need for that individual, and usually there's an interaction with other people within the organization and outside the organization, because as the founder, as the CEO, many times you've got great ideas. I got a client right now that I walk into the garage outside of his office, because he's always out there tinkering with the next invention, and the guy is absolutely phenomenal at just looking at it. He's in the sports industry and looking at what these kids need next, and he's developing it, and I'm looking at that just totally lost, because you know I'm the financial guy walking through the numbers, and I don't see that creative side. He sees it intuitively, so that's where you begin the balance, and you need that. You need to let that man go and do his intuitive creativity, and you take care of that organization. And many times I like to refer to it as, you know, we're there in case the big red truck hits that individual and takes him out. Somebody's got to take over the corporation until the board of directors decides which direction they're going in. And then you can facilitate a nice, smooth transition.
And in this economy, also growth is a double-edged sword for a lot of people, right? Because if you grow too fast and you're not anticipating your capital needs and structures and all this type of thing, it can really hamper your ability to stay in business even.
Well, the first thing is, as soon as you start talking outside the organization, you better have accuracy and integrity in those financial statements between the balance sheet and the income statement. If you don't, if you give the outside world garbage, you will instantly lose credibility, and they're kind of looking at you with a jaundiced eye immediately, and you've lost trust. You've just lost trust in what you've presented out there, and that's really what you want to do. The first time you put it out there, you want them to look at those statements and go, wow. It first of all, you know, it's like shining your shoes. If you walk in with dirty shoes, people will kind of look at you and give you that 30-second, okay, this guy's not paying attention, all right? Same thing with your financials. If you give them garbage, these people know it. The bankers, the investment bankers, the future investors, they know it. They've looked at hundreds of these statements. You need to gain integrity. It's that, you know, 1 minute, 30-second process of gaining acceptance immediately, and that's what's very important.
Excellent. So in our last couple minutes, let's cover one point, which is give us a couple tips, ideas, or precautions for our listeners, Dave.
You know, one of the things I just ran across for those folks who are doing import-export, or let me put it to you in a simpler way. If you're doing over 35% of your business out of the country, and yet you enhance that product within the country, there is a stimulus program right now. It's called the ICDISC structure. You know, it's our illustrious government, how they come up with these things, but it is part of the stimulus program. What it does is it's a way to reduce your taxable income from 35 to 15%. That's significant. That you can reduce your taxable income by 20%. The stimulus program is allowing that to take place, but you've got to structure it properly. And there are, like everything else, there are certain criterion that you need to pay attention to. So there's one item out there.
We're going to have to cut you off because we only have about a minute left. But great stuff. How can people get in touch with you so they can hear the other tips that you have to offer them, Dave?
Please go to my website, davegcfo.com. Again, that's davegcfo.com. You have my email address. Again, it's davegcfo@dclikeinwashingtondc.rr.com. So that's davegcfo@dc.rr.com. davegcfo.com for my website. And if you want to call me, 760-272-5100.
Excellent stuff, Dave. It's been a great interview. It's been a whirlwind. I wish we had another 20 minutes to go here, but we're going to have to say goodbye for now. But please get in touch with Dave G, CFO, and he's a great guy. You'll love to talk to him, and he'd love to talk to you. So we're going to take a short break. Dave, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, my guest will be Hans Sperling. So please stick around. We'll be right back.
at ExitCoachRadio.com. We're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.